Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, again. So thank you very much, Mike, for coming back on.
Well, good morning, Coltrane.
Absolutely it is, and as a matter of fact, there were some good things that came out of Tuesday night's City Council meeting. A couple of those were formal 10-year development agreements with a couple of downtown area businesses with some money attached to this to do some repairs. Let's kind of go through both of them. First one up on the docket was the VFW Hall that's on the east side of the downtown square. They were a part of this, so kind of give us the basic rundown of what this agreement is in general terms, Mike, and then specifically what VFW wanted to have.
The agreement's for $80,000. It's a 10-year forgivable loan. That $80,000 is targeted towards to redo their facade. They've already gone through the process of getting conceptual done on it and agreed what's going to be needed to be done. It's going to be a really, really nice look for them. The buildings next to them that have been done recently, it'll look very similar to those when it's completed. It'll be a nice place to continue the VFW.
Now, is this a different kind of pot of funds or similar to what they had previously been approved for their roof replacement?
It's similar. It was just a different application. The other one they did was the city actually came and did the roof as part of one of their other building improvement projects. We went through a process with them for a grant, but part of in that grant was they would be doing their facade at some point moving forward. That was the investment was in the roof, so they'd do the facade. This is just going to complete that. In fact, we have bricks left over from that building that will be used to do the VFW.
And then another one was the Meithaler Photography Building that's right here on the corner of State and Chestnut. They also were a part of this 10-year development agreement.
They were. They were one for $75,000. The council had structured improvements for buildings almost 5 years ago. They put that on the books that people could apply to have roofs done and tuck pointing to keep the buildings very viable for many, many years to come. It's a forgivable. The stipulation is that it needs to be continuously operated as either what it is or something very similar for the next 10 years.
And then another one that was tabled to the next meeting, which will eventually also kind of follow the same route, is for the building that's now the REMAX Legacy and Midwest Behavioral Health, right?
Yes, that was one for $150,000. The development agreement needed a little bit more tweaking on some of the language. It'll be back in 2 weeks for approval. It's just that we just decided it wasn't quite where we wanted it yet. Let's just give it 2 more weeks.
And then another thing that council did approve, which I guess hasn't been an official document yet until Tuesday night, and that was an open records request policy. Tell us about that.
As was mentioned, the state does have requirements for open records and transparency. This is just more to fortify that. And so when somebody comes in and asks for an open records, what really triggered it, if somebody came in and wanted some information on, say, water bills, which ones were delinquent, we don't have to give out that information by state law, nor should we, because that can just lead to somebody getting a lot of unwelcome calls and mail. We never really had a policy that really said that and referenced where the state law says that. Well, we do now, and there's an application, and it references what charges we should have for making copies and doing the research.
Where can people go to see this new policy?
The policy will be kept at City Hall right at the front counter. So if somebody wants to make a records request, we'll have that. It'll also be online, too. We'll put it on our website.
All right. And then kind of shifting gears a little bit, it's been a welcome sight seeing some of our recent rainfall, but that also means people, if they haven't done it already, probably dust off those mowers. And that brings to mind a city ordinance that kind of goes along with that type of thing.
It is that time of year, thank goodness, it's where the grass is growing. A couple items on that is not to discharge your grass out into the city street. It does cause issues with the storm drainage system. The other thing is to remind people that the grass is not supposed to grow over 8 inches in height before it needs to be mowed. Every year, our code enforcement will go out and they'll give a notification on properties that have grown well over 8 inches. They get a certain amount of time to mow it down. But the key is they only get one notice per year for this. And after that, if it starts growing over 8 inches, then the city can come in there and mow it and actually lien the property for those charges.
And then another thing, too, which is kind of cool to see, more development out at the Green County Animal Shelter.
There is. The final pieces are coming together. On the dog park, people will see that the fencing has been going up. The good thing with that fencing, it's reused fencing. Don Orris was able to obtain some fencing from a project that just never really got off the ground. They donated the fencing to us, the chain link. We have a company that put it up. There's also trees were planted in the dog park. We're looking now there still was some funding left to can start putting in the walking paths in the dog park. So it's starting to come together.
And this funding for that particular project came from Jefferson Rotary, right?
Yes, it did. Yes, the Jefferson Rotary put up $50,000 towards the dog park.
And if people haven't been driven on Highway 4 North recently, there's been some action taking place at the former Harrison RV property.
There has. It's just a demolition I've started of the former Harrison RV. A Dollar Tree is going to be built there. You won't see the concrete removed because that was a big asset that the company wanted to keep for their parking lot. Being the cost of concrete and paving, it was very advantageous. It made it a big selling point on that property to be able to just go in there, remove the building, keep the concrete for their parking lot.
Now, because the property was previously privately owned and transferred over to another private business, what would the city's role need to be going forward on this type of project?
All we do is on this, any kind of private development, is that we'll issue our building permits and monitor the construction of it. Any new construction is automatically qualified for 3-year tax abatement. But otherwise, there has been no asking for any further economic development tools.
And what are your thoughts, Mike, about having Dollar Tree located here in Jefferson?
Well, competition is always good. It's really another, as people can see over the last 10 to 15 years since the overpass has been built, Highway 4 north of that is really starting to develop more into retail type of use. And you go up and down and look at that corridor, and this is just another piece that's in there. I think because of the commerce of the hardware store and Fairway, you're going to see it's going to be a nice addition to that area.
And that's the Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. Your channel, Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.